In a world shaped by yesterday's meaning into tomorrow, we find ourselves weaving possibilities in an endless constellation of opportunities. Suspended in the big blue, we find ourselves in the shared moment, with a question on our lips and a desire in our hearts, where lifestyle, business, consciousness share the same office space as your purpose and your brand. Welcome to the Supernova Podcast, a never-ending chronicle, a narrative, really, designed to usher in Big Bang shebangs and a whole lot more glimmer. Here's to that space-time continuum, fellow astronaut, or dare I say, supernova. Here's to leaning in. Let's get astronomical. Let's shift the needle into flow. Here's the mission.
Everything we know about the way that we're creating, the way that we're putting ourselves out there, the way that we're shaping our realities, and how we're amalgamating those realities into some form of meaning in our lives. Predominantly as a purpose-centered entrepreneur that I know that you are, whether or not you're a freelancer, an innovator, or a creator, or a coach, a thought leader, a luminary, whatever distinction or category we box ourselves into and limit ourselves. And that's a whole other topic on a whole other self, which I actually will dive into in a second. In fact, let me go there right now, because we make ourselves in the business of what it is we do rather than the business of who we are. And then we wonder why our brand, why our marketing, why our business models keep us in the cylindrical rabbit hole, literally a rabbit hole, rather than a vortex of creation. In my forthcoming book, Blazing Bold, A Guide to Luminous Living in an Ever-Expanding Universe, I explore the distinctions between rabbit holes and vortexes. And, you know, it's this fascinating field of this myopic, rather this sphere of possibility, you know, this amalgamating organic kind of space, and the shift that we're moving into that sort of culture. But in defining our businesses as a coach, as a author, as a speaker, as a motivator, as a musician, as a illustrator, as a design thinker, whatever that word is for you, I'm just kind of going into a couple words that are coming up, but, you know, we don't need to be limited by the words that we choose. You know, we could even be slightly thinking outside the box, like I used to do with the word entertainment producer, which amalgamated a whole lot of different doings into a kind of an umbrella doing. But yet again, we're creating a spectrum around doing rather than being in the business of being. And isn't what a business does do? If you know what I mean. I mean, isn't it like work, and therefore there's something to do and something that needs to be done and some sort of deadline that needs to be met? Some sort of thing that occupies your time so that you don't get absorbed by endless Facebook chatter or the shape of the clouds or something in between that may hold more or less meaning in the context of your own evolution. And in doing that, we limit ourselves and what it is that we're creating. You know, this weekend I've been writing articles for the Sustainable Brands publication, and it's gotten me thinking about a lot of different things, and there's so many different topics that are swimming around in my head right now, but the one big thing that keeps coming up for me is this beautiful relief that when you're living your purpose, when you're living your passion, and you're actually in the business of being, even if it's not just you, it's like the beingness of the culture of what it is that you're creating. Like, there's a third entity in the room. There's this sacred geometry at play that's just indistinguishable. Because the thing about sacred geometry is 1 plus 1 is never 2. It's either 1 to become 1 or 1 plus 1 is 3, where two things come together and a third entity is born. And when we're in that space, magic really does happen, and it becomes this profound shape-shifting kind of space. And I know that in, what, 5 minutes, 6 minutes, we've already kind of thrown a gauntlet of things down on the table. But isn't that the world? I mean, we throw parameters, we throw conversations, we weave and web in certain things. Our mind and our synapses are forever forming some sort of a narrative structure of organizing information and trying to build constructions of reality in a particular sort of way. And that's the same way our business mind works. The same way our individual soul works. This is the way that our soul of our business works. You know, we transpose these ideas and we kind of get wishy-washy on what that is. Like, is values just a poster that we come around, or a anthem that we sing? You know, how do we disconnect and yet still end up being in a culture of doings rather than in a culture of beings? It's an absurd notion that takes us everywhere and nowhere. So where do we really want to be? Where would we really rather like to play? Where would we really like to create from? Those are the questions we should be talking about. Those are the things we should be shaping. Those are the things that we should be speaking into, because if not now, then when? I hear you say your bank budget's not big enough to fathom the idea that you want to create. I hear you saying it's a bad day, it's a Monday, you're waiting for your payslip, you're waiting for your next paycheck, you're waiting for clarity, you're waiting for waiting's sake, really? Like, what are you really waiting for? I'm not saying everybody just needs to stop what they're doing and jump out and jump off planes and jump off bridges. Please don't. I did not say that in the, you know, like, disclaimer alert. I should put a disclaimer alert on these things. But that's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying have the audacity to say what you mean and do what you say. Again, something that came up in my personal field of context, which amalgamates itself into business, because as an entrepreneur, the permeation between who you are and where you fuse into your business does get a little bit blurry, right? Even though your business is its own creation with its own clear DNA, you're an intrinsic part of it and there's an element of you in it. No wonder why we call these businesses, these products, these creative expressions our babies, because we feel we are born by it. And back to something that was said on the summit and something that I've quoted in podcasts before, which was a line from Dr. Dragos, was the flip switch of that, of not realizing that you're a baby of it, but not realizing that it is a baby of you, but you're a baby of it. I kind of gave it away there. But it's this fine flip switch mentality that we kind of need to get into space and into check about and really shape conversations. Because when you start having conversations like that, your days just become, well, I can speak about it from my experience, and the experience has been mirrored back for me by some of the people who have stepped into this. It's like you get so absorbed by it, but you don't get lost in it. You get so held by it, nurtured by it, but you don't get taken over or disconnected from. And it's a beautiful, beautiful distinction. But kind of going back to a little lesson that I've been learning and that's been coming up for me and that I'm really trying to bring into this podcast, but it's a hard thing to do because, well, maybe it's not hard. Maybe it's just an unknown. And I'm seeming to like unknowns recently. I'm seeming to find them really exciting and really exhilarating. So here's an unknown, right? We talk in a world of bumper stickers. I mean, we can quote and ad lib stuff on end. We can reference things into conversations, and we do. We do. We may not know the quote necessarily. We may not be able to retell a joke the same way we've heard it. That's not the relevant skill set that is coming up into the world, but it's this amalgamation of knowledge and kind of going, you know, there's this body of work that says this, or if you really tackle the big thing first, you'll like totally get through your day and you'll get more stuff done. And it's a wisdom that's kind of steeped into collective consciousness, but yet it hasn't necessarily 100% steeped into us. Maybe we're saying something just for the act of paying it forward. Maybe we're meeting the equation 50%, you know. Maybe we do tackle big things every now and then. But to fully embrace any law, governing principle, universal principle, of which there are not 1, 3, 7, or whatever the secret says, there are infinite amount. I mean, there's over 100 of these things. I've just lost the actual number that I found, but I'm sure there's even more than that. And I'd love to share them with you in some shape, form. I think a webinar would really serve it best. But we'll see what happens with that. I mean, this is creation in process. I mean, here's this big conversation happening and the subtext of a conversation happening and the subtext of a conversation happening within that. And just notice how quick it is to just make a choice, make a commitment, put something out there and actually put your money where your mouth is. To actually commit to something in a bold, daring, and courageous way. It doesn't have to be done in the form of a podcast. Not everyone has to buy a beautiful blue microphone and record themselves ad lib. But whatever that documentation process of really pursuing what it is that you're after, go for that. Really. In fact, I'd love to hear you in the comments. Like, right about now, kind of be bold and daring and kind of go, this is what I'm up for. This is what I'm going to make matter in the rest of my day, the rest of my week, the rest of my month, the rest of my year. This is what I'm really framing a reality around and wanting to give birth to. This is something that's in process that needs to be amplified. Whatever space that needs to be in, whatever scale that needs to be dialed up on, however much illumination needs to be brought on that, the only way to actually activate that is by doing that. And I think that's what takes us out of bumper stickers. That's where we really need to be playing right now. So I'm going to be using the Facebook community in a bigger way, and I'm hoping that you guys do as well, because if you're really leading with purpose, if you're really creating from that space and signing up for stuff and contributing to a conversation, you find yourself talking less in bumper stickers and actually leading by example. See, that's the transcendence that we need to be moving into. There's all these conferences, there's all these books, there's all these things, and great, you know, I will put my hand up, I'm contributing to that space, I'm in that space with you right here, right now, but I'm not doing this to talk at you, I'm doing this to talk with you, I'm doing this to live outside of my bumper stickers, to live outside of my comfort zone, and inviting you to move in to the beyonds of your bumper sticker reality, your quotables and instables and Instagrammables and actually happenings. Because just because there's a selfie moment doesn't mean it's a self-made moment. Doesn't mean that it's been transcended and translated into that. Because selfies and Instagram moments. I heard a song about it. You know, we perfect it. We perfect the lighting on it. We get so caught up on it. It's kind of like what I was doing this weekend with the nuancing and the nuancing and the nuancing of an article. And yes, there does need to be shaping and molding happening. And yes, there is space for evolution in that. But when we just get stuck in that circular process of re, we're only ever resolving, reacting, responding to stuff. And the process of re is a process of coming back to. Not coming back to the core of, but erasing and starting over. It's an again and again approach, which does entrench things. It does fire those synapses. It's great for shifting beliefs. It's great for those kinds of things to a certain extent. I'm not saying it's the magic pill, and there's other places and times and a whole other conversation where we can really get into the synaptic things on that. But the embodiment of stuff rather than the doingness of stuff, that's what really matters. That's what really shifts the needle into flow. So what are you prepared to shift your needle into flow on? What are you prepared to get bold about? What are you willing to actually move out of a bumper sticker mentality and into a full-on lead by example space? Let your actions speak louder than your words. Let your creations hold their own ground. They don't always need propping up. They don't always need people smothering them. They don't always need closed boundaries to make them real. A firefly will still be a firefly, and a glowworm will still glow if you release it beyond the jar. But we're so contained in containing things and containing ideas and containing bumper sticker mentalities that we forget that. And I guess all of this is just saying, forget that and find your thing. Get bold about it and transcend it.
Give yourself permission. Permission to be amazing, bold, generous, valued, celebrated, inspired, and transformed. Because when you choose to live from courage and be authentically real, and you choose to make the moment, meet the moment, step up and step in, being the true illuminary that you really are, and honoring the supernova within, that's when you honor the invitation to greatness. For more information, head on over to www.lenaski.com.